We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently 67 degrees. KNSS breaking news. One person is in serious condition after a car was struck by a train Thursday night in Derby. Sedgwick County Sheriff Sergeant Michael Littleton says the vehicle was hit by the train near the intersection of Red Powell Drive and KS 15 and dragged by the train along the tracks. The person in the vehicle was taken to a local hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Last weekend, police were called to the Palace Theater in West Wichita at Kellogg and Ridge Road.
Officers made contact with a 30-year-old male employee who advised he observed a small camera in the box office area. Upon viewing the camera, he saw video of a bathroom inside of the Palace. The camera has been collected by officers and the case is currently being investigated by the Exploited and Missing Childs Unit.
Police Officer Paul Cruz says no arrests have been made and theater staff fully cooperating with the investigation. Police say the camera was used in both the public and employee restrooms. San Francisco police are looking for a gunman in a triple shooting at a crowded San Francisco park Thursday afternoon. One of the shooting victims is in critical condition. Another has been released from the hospital. A third victim is a teenage boy. Witnesses say the shooting happened on a pedestrian bridge into the park where a group was threatening pedestrians. A park regular, nicknamed the Hatter, says he and some other park goers confronted the group on the bridge about their threats.
And the guy literally raised a gun to my face and I froze and I felt the fragment hit my knee and I took off running.
President Trump flips a Democrat governor to a Republican. At a rally.
West Virginia Democratic Governor Jim Justice is friends with the Trump family and has even gone hunting with the president's sons. He told the thousands at the Trump rally in Huntington Thursday night.
Today, I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor.
Governor Justice telling the crowd by Friday he'd formally change his party affiliation to Republican. The state's Democratic Party released a statement saying the governor deceived voters. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Huntington, West Virginia.
Speaking at the Tennessee Republican Party's annual fundraiser in Nashville last Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence promised Obamacare will eventually be repealed and replaced. Pence made that vow while discussing health reform legislation blocked in Congress.
The president said of those Democrats and a few Republicans, they simply let the American people down. And those are hard words and a hard truth. But men and women of Tennessee Republican Party, make no mistake about it, this ain't over. This ain't over by a long shot.
Wichita's annual Convoy of Hope community event is going to take place Saturday, tomorrow. Stacy Cathcart says there will be two sites, each offering dozens of services, including free groceries, health and dental screenings, haircuts, family portraits, meals, and much more.
We're not here to give a handout. We're here to give you a hand up. We believe that our volunteers and all of our partners, whether it's churches and city leaders, businesses, and all of those people coming together, we believe when we all come together for the common good of Wichita that we can make a difference in our community, and we are seeing that.
This year, there are two sites, Bethel Life Center in the 3700 block of South Meridian and McAdams Park in North Wichita at 13th and the Canal Route. The events begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and all people are welcome to attend. Kansas has unveiled a new driver's license design to comply with federal identification requirements for airport security purposes.
The new licenses will contain a gold circle with a white star cutout. These licenses will be acceptable federal identification. But in order to get this real ID credential, persons will have to provide Social Security number documentation, their birth certificate, or a valid U.S. passport. Otherwise, the license will have the words, not for federal ID, and will not be acceptable identification for boarding domestic flights or entering designated federal sites after September 30th, 2020. However, the cards will still be valid as state identification or as a driver's license. The revamped licenses come 3 years before they were required. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday.
This morning, the gasoline prices, they really haven't changed. We're actually still sitting at 215 at the high end, and there's a couple of stations here and there that are at 214 and 213. You can find those easily enough out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Cloud cover spread across much of south central Kansas this morning. We'll likely see a break in clouds with sunshine today. Temperatures in the mid-70s around lunchtime, 81 this afternoon. Moisture comes in from the south overnight. That will give us a few showers and thunderstorms down to 65. Then rain chances increase tomorrow and tomorrow night. Saturday's high, 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Day.
Currently a cloudy sky, 66 degrees, a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. Usually we don't have, this time of day at least, wind from the north this time of year, but there you go, cooling things off. And did you hear what he said? High today, just around 80 degrees.
Nice.
Yesterday's high was 91, and it felt pretty good to me in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all. 91 degrees for a high yesterday afternoon here in Wichita. Just a quick program reminder, in 2 hours, about this time, we'll be checking in with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, for a Chiefs training camp update every morning at 8:15 with Steve and Ted right here at the Radio Choice for Kansas City Chiefs football, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're doing all the games this year.
Yes.
How about that? That's exciting.
Huh.
Police are investigating a mysterious raft of attacks in which Indian women say they're waking up to find someone has chopped off their hair. A top official in northern Uttar Pradesh state says police have advised people not to believe or spread rumors following the death of a 65-year-old woman who was beaten by a mob on suspicion that she was a witch responsible for the hair theft.
Wow.
They thought she was a witch, that she was stealing hair, so they killed her. Wow. Interesting justice in India. Village committees have been ordered to quash rumors about ghosts or witches cutting off women's braids. Similar complaints have come from neighboring Haryana and Delhi suburbs, I guess it is. Police are investigating the claims. Some psychiatrists believe they may be due to mass hysteria or hallucination. Well, could explain some of our politics in this state. I won't go there, but hey, how about that? So they think that these women are waking up in India, their hair is chopped off, and they think they're witches and ghosts responsible. That sounds like an enlightened place. No police, no problems so far. Small isolated town at the edge of Alaska's Aleutian Islands had no police oversight for several days after its three officers quit in quick succession and its police chief resigned. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a real good job in law enforcement here, okay? Officials say the predicament that befell Sand Point illustrates the persistent challenges of hiring and retaining workers in rural parts of Alaska. Many communities are off Alaska's limited road system, where cost of living expenses can be astronomical and life is far removed from the conveniences of urban centers. It is primitive in parts of Alaska. Just leaving Sand Point, for example, can cost more than $1,000. The cost of a round-trip ticket to Anchorage, the state's largest city, 600 miles away. Now, it doesn't say what it's a ticket on an airplane, or I guess it's an airplane. One local said no problems needed to be dealt with, and the temporary absence of police was no big deal. So, it looks like they've got some openings if you'd like to do police work. And in relative freedom, Sand Point, Alaska.
Sand Point, Alaska.
Wow. They are far off the beaten path. Spent some time in some small towns when I was a kid. My grandmother and grandfather lived in Roselle, which is a very small town, west of Larned, about 18 miles, just down the road from Burdett, another small town. My other grandmother lived for many years in a place called Redfield, which is just a few miles from Scott City over on the other end of the state. Yeah. I mean, that, you talk about small towns. Wow. So, you know, you go over there for the summer. My brothers and I had to spend a couple of days with Grandma, and you better take along your fishing pole and your ball glove, and so you can at least play some catch. Play
yeah,
some
because your activities are going to be outside.
Quite limited, yeah. And not a whole lot to do. Authorities in southeastern New Mexico are worried that they might have a serial cow killer on the loose. The Carlsbad Current Argus reports the Eddy County Sheriff's Office announced 6 cattle were shot and killed. Detectives say a high-caliber rifle was used in the shooting from within a half-a-mile radius. Hard target to hit, a cow. They've ruled out an accidental shooting and don't think the cows are being killed for meat since their bodies were left in the fields.
Yeah, somebody just shooting their gun.
Somebody just taking a little target practice and not caring, you know, whose property they're damaging there. The case is being labeled as one of extreme animal cruelty, which is a fourth-degree felony. The shootings came come after another cow shooting in June south of Carlsbad. So, yeah, cow killing. Now we've covered it. Now we've gone to India. We've gone to Alaska, and now we've gone to New Mexico this morning already with Steve and Ted.
Around this wide world of ours.
And it's only a quarter after six here with the Steve and Ted Show. I'll tell you what, we are like a travel log today. Right, Ted?
Wide-ranging activities.
On this date 40 years ago, 1977, Sears Roebuck and Company's new 224,000-square-foot store in Townie Square was opened. How about that? How long had we been without a Sears? The old Sears that I grew up with, two blocks from my house, is over there where it's right near the near the canal route. And what is that? Is that Lincoln? Yeah, it's Lincoln. It was an office building for years. I don't know what it is now. Just down across from the Boulevard Theater over there, the Over Boulevard Theater. That's where I bought my dungarees. My mom bought us our two pairs of jeans and our two T-shirts every year to start school there at Willard Elementary School. That's the old Sears. And then this one, you say, opened up in 77. But wait a minute, wasn't there? There was one in, before that, there was one in Twin Lakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Town West, I don't think.
Town West came after that, after 77. But before that, there was one in Twin Lakes.
There was one in Twin Lakes.
Which, after we were first married, after our son was born, Shelley worked at that Sears in Twin Lakes for a while. How about that? I got a lot of Sears stories.
And now...
I've got so many Sears stories, I could go on for an hour.
Or Sears is...
Yeah, having a problem.
Sears
problem.
Is trying to stay relevant here in the 21st century.
Bless their heart, Sears and Kmart. My grandparents living out in remote places years and years ago, they bought a lot of stuff they couldn't find anywhere through the Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog
was
certainly
huge
an American institution for many years.
You could go through there, just page, 1,000 pages of pictures and stuff to look at. It's the Sears catalog. 1977. Wow. All right, Ted, it's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's go ahead and do Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward, talking about the NBC World Series is coming. We're pretty close to a conclusion on that, right, Ted? The baseball World Series.
Three days away.
Got the Royals trying to get back on a winning track as well, Ted.
Yeah, the Royals last night in Kansas City taking on the Seattle Mariners. The Royals, after three miserable losses in Baltimore, needed some good things to happen last night, and they got it. On home field, Brandon Moss hit a pair of home runs, and the Royals got a comeback win, beat the Seattle Mariners 6-4 last night. Royals were down 2-0 early. They were down again in the game. It was their 32nd comeback win of the season. That is the most in the American League, and they snapped a three-game losing streak. The Royals are still holding on to a playoff spot, but they're only a half game up for that spot, so they're trying to hold on. They're hosting Seattle for the rest of the weekend. Games tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. Listen to all those Royals-Mariners games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In baseball, right here in Wichita, the 83rd National Baseball Congress World Series heads into the final weekend here of Championship Week. Yesterday's winners, we had the Mulvane Patriots, the Hayes Larks, the San Diego Waves, and the Cheney Diamond Dogs all get wins yesterday on the final day of pool play, and they all qualify for the quarterfinals. So we're down to the final 8 quarterfinals today, final 4 tomorrow, and then the championship game on Sunday night to wrap up the NBC World Series. Today we start the quarterfinals at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Santa Barbara takes on Everett at 3:30, the San Diego Waves and the Hayes Larks. There's a hot dog eating contest at 6:15 tonight. Feature game at 7 o'clock tonight. The Kansas Stars and the former major leaguers take on the Derby Twins. And then late game at 9:30 tonight, Cheney and Mulvane. There's your final 8.
Hey, that guy that wins the hot – what's that guy's name, the shark, that wins the hot dog eating contest all the time at Nathan's New York? Think he'll be here showing up?
You never know.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey. Is that his name? I wonder who do they choose to be involved in something like that? I suppose volunteers.
They'd probably get fans.
Yeah, somebody come out of the stands and see if you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't try.
I don't think Chipper Jones will take part unless he's trying to reincarnate Babe Ruth. There you go. The NBC World Series. We're down to the quarterfinals. Championship week tonight downtown. In pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts had a 4-2 lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning last night in Sioux City and lost. The Explorers scored three in the bottom of the ninth, came back to beat the Wingnuts 5-4, snapping Wichita's five-game winning streak. Wichita is in Sioux City for the rest of the weekend, wrapping up this three-week-long road trip. The Wingnuts still have a 14-game lead atop the South Division with 1 month to go in the regular season. And in college men's basketball, big day yesterday for the Kansas men's basketball team. They were in Rome. They toured the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel and St. Peter's Basilica, and then they found time in the evening to play a basketball game. Beat players group 92-61, back-to-back exhibition wins for the Jayhawks. Starting out in Rome, they have won 22 straight exhibition games. KU will have a travel day today, and then they'll spend the rest of their Italy time in Milan. They have games in Milan on Saturday and Sunday, both games at noon that you can listen to live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 98.7 FM. Listen to the Jayhawks in Italy this weekend. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Sure hope the Hawks are getting plenty of lasagna. You know, I had spaghetti last night, so I'm kind of in the Italian mood.
You are in the KU mood.
KU mood, there, I guess. Yeah, well, I'm getting plenty of lasagna and spaghetti. I'm just thinking about
Apparently, you're quite hungry here this morning.
You know, I could use a snack, no doubt about it. 6:22 here. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes.
Need to get you some breakfast.
Trump protecting American workers. And Sean's going to tell us about that. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.